Well, hello, handsome. How are your balls today?
Ugh, I'm so sorry. I can't control it anymore. It's like Tourette's. Every time I see a guy, I just start spouting dumb, horny crap.
Have you ever thought about how many kids you could pump into me?
Ugh,
see? Come in, come in. Come inside me, please.
I'm gonna try staring at this wall so I'm not looking right at you. Thanks for coming over on such short notice.
Hey, hi, hello.
Ugh, this is really awkward, but I didn't know who else to ask.
But seriously, how often have you thought about coming balls deep into my fertile pussy? Do you have any kids' names picked out?
I'm so sorry. Yes, my stomach is glowing through my shirt. That's why I haven't left the house in over a week. Listen, I know that what I'm about to say is insane. Believe me, I know. Let me finish.
Like you're gonna finish inside me.
Huh? Nothing. It's 10 times more embarrassing to say this to your face, but I knew you wouldn't believe me unless you saw it in person. You know me better than anyone. As you can hear, I'm talking like a crazy person.
Let me lift my shirt up and also drop my pants to show you my dripping wet pussy.
Ugh! Look, this drawing I made on my stomach is glowing, bright neon pink. Before you ask, yes, it's a womb tattoo. I was in a very particular mood, okay? All the tattoo designs I could find online were too complicated for me to draw on my own, so I just improvised with some lipstick. I had a particularly great night with my toys and some breeding fantasies, and I thought nothing of it. I washed off the lipstick and went about my week, no issues.
You'll need to wash my lipstick off your cock in a few minutes.
After about 48 hours, I noticed that my entire body was way more sensitive than usual.
God, I want your hands rubbing my sensitive nipples.
Sorry. It's taking a lot for me to hold it together right now. I haven't been in a room with a guy for a while and you're driving me crazy. Feels like I've been ovulating for almost 3 full weeks and I'm starting to go insane. I haven't gone back to work since I jumped my boss in the break room and asked him to ravage me until I was full of his triplets. I don't think I've been fired yet. They did accept my time off request. No. This is not my cycle. This is some otherworldly levels of horniness. This is make me your barefoot breeding bitch. Keep me knocked up, milky, and voluptuous type of stuff. It's all I can think about. I can't read or watch shows or do anything without my mind wandering to cream pies and breeding. Please, please, please get your cock out and empty as many loads as you can into me. I need it. Like nothing I've ever felt before. I need you to flood my... Ugh! God, I'm losing it. I swear I can smell the cum in your balls from here.
You've got a nice fat load of cum just waiting to be dumped inside me, don't you?
I brought you over here because I've been cursed by this dumb drawing and the only way to remove it is for you to get me pregnant. I haven't really slept in over a week and I need you.
I need you to get me pregnant right now. Ugh, stop arguing and take your clothes off. Oh, take your fucking clothes off.
I'm so sorry. You know I'm not like this. I
need you to fuck my brains out until I'm completely full of your cum. Then I need you to fuck it deeper.
You understand what I'm saying, right? If you come inside me, the tattoo should stop glowing and I can finally sleep, eat, work, do anything else besides fantasize about breeding. Oh, thank you.
Before any breeding, I need that cock in my mouth. I mean, what I said about washing off my lipstick.
Yeah.
God. You've got a gorgeous cock, bestie, and these balls. Oh, they're the biggest balls I've ever seen in person. So full of potent cum from my needy womb.
must be fate. You were really, you were the best person to get me pregnant. Huh? Oh, I talked to the herbalist at the lake to figure out what was going on. My girlfriend suggested her to me only after I made her fuck me senseless for an entire night. Yeah, she's the local expert in all things arcane and mysterious. She said this tattoo design is special. Said it was used as part of a ritual for conception. It's just a heart and some curvy lines and dots. It's a bad imitation of the designs I saw online. How was I supposed to know this would happen? Okay. I can taste your pre-cum already. It's time to breed. I felt your cock twitch. You're really looking forward to filling me up, aren't you? How long has it been since you've given a girl an ice cream pie, huh? No birth control, no condom, just as the gods intended. I'll lie down on the couch and bring my legs up. It's time to fuck my needy little pussy. You see how wet and creamy I am? That's a sign of fertility and ovulation. Come on, slide it in. Stretch me with your perfect cock. Oh, my fucking God. That's what I needed. That's what I fucking needed. Hot, hard cock deep inside me. Your strong hands on my body. Right there. Fuck, right there. Please. Play with my tits. Get to know them before they swell up with milk. Before you pump my fertile body full of your seed. Yes. Suck on my nipples. Once I start lactating, you can drink from me. I'm sure you'd love that, wouldn't you? Yes. Faster. 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 Fuck. The way your balls slap against my ass. You can't wait to empty them inside me, can you? You want to fill me up and watch my belly grow with your baby, don't you? Mark your territory. Mark me deep. Once you do, you'll own this pussy forever. You'd love that, wouldn't you? To make me yours. Only yours. Oh, that's it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Give in to your instincts. Grab my childbearing hips and make me a mommy. Pump every last drop out of those full balls for me. Every last drop. Yes. 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 Fill me up. Fuck. It's so warm. I can feel it. I can. You could stop. My legs are wrapped around you for a reason. Look, it's still glowing. We have to keep going until I'm pregnant. You're still hard for me. My future husband can come more than once for me, right? You can do that for me, can't you? You heard me. Future husband. Fucking breed me until it takes. Oh, yeah, there we go. Let those animal instincts take over. This pussy is yours now. Yeah. Don't hold back. Give me everything you've got. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Look at you. You're more feral than I am. You really want to get me pregnant, don't you? You're not just being a good friend. You fucking want it. Oh, well, so do I. And it's not because of the stupid womb tattoo. I left something out of my story earlier. Oh, when I drew this on my stomach, I didn't just fantasize about breeding. I imagined it was you breeding me. I thought about this, about you, pumping in out of me like a feral fucking animal. Oh, I thought about our future together, and finally, I was wondering when you were gonna kiss me. This is a good time to say I love you, right? I've sucked your cock. You've come inside me. We've kissed. Not the exactly traditional order of things, but it's fine, right? Fuck it. Oh, fuck it. I love you. And I love that you'll be the one to get me pregnant. Please, fill me up again. Pump all the cum you've got left into me. I need it so bad. Please. Yes. Yes. Look, it's gone. It stopped glowing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't fucking wait to get 8 hours of sleep. Oh, it will feel like hibernation at this point. Yeah, I'm 99.9% sure I'm pregnant. I'm not sure if you want me to keep it. I want to keep it too. No, it wasn't just horny babble. I really do love you. We've been close for years, and now we're even closer. I know we really fucked up the order of things here, but I want to go out on a date and make this official. Shut up. Getting me pregnant is not official. We've never gone on a date, just you and me, and we've skipped about 20 steps in a normal relationship. Care to go back to the start with me as we start a family? We can ask all the first date questions, acting all nervous around each other, but we both know that we can talk for hours and never get bored of each other. We can go on a trip down memory lane and talk about the memories we'll make. We've still got a lot to learn, and I'm happy to be learning alongside you. But that's something for tomorrow. Ugh, for now, let's just lie here and get some much-needed rest. Ugh.